shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Phase one, get saved with all the blessings and benefits of salvation. Phase two is discipleship. It's taking up your cross and following Christ. Two aspects of Christianity. First one being the most important because that gets you to heaven. The second one is your response, your love response to Jesus Christ because of what he's done for you. You become a disciple because you love him. And so remember we said we're going to challenge you in phase two because we want you to follow Christ. We want you to be disciples. And I know some of you say, why don't you just leave me alone? I like the part where you don't have to do anything. But you don't. But because you love Christ, you want to. So to begin with, for we wrestle not, in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Our problems in this life are not with people. Although people get in your face and people say things and people do this, people do that. That's not our problem. We wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So the first thing is, Paul is describing the amazing millions of demons that left heaven with Lucifer when he was kicked out. And that's Revelation 12:3. He took one-third of all the angels of heaven. And the angels of heaven are innumerable. Without number. So one-third of that is a very large group of angels that went with Satan in his fall. And those we call demons or fallen angels, and they are organized. 6:12 is what Paul wants his readers to know, that they are organized. There are the principalities. It comes from a Greek word that means the first ones or the generals, the highest order. Then there's the powers or the exousia, the authorities that are under the generals. Then there are the rulers of the darkness of this age. And what is darkness, we said before? When a person doesn't know what Christ has done. That's darkness. What is the light? When a person knows what Christ has done for them. So, they're the rulers of darkness. They rule over darkness to keep people blinded from the gospel. And then under them is the spiritual hosts. The word host means armies. The spiritual armies of wickedness in the heavenly places. What are the heavenly places? In this case, for them, the heavenly places is the atmosphere that surrounds the earth. Ephesians 2:2. They are in the air. And they surround the earth. They don't need wings to fly, but they're very mobile. And they are organized to do their job, to blind people from the gospel and to distract Christians from becoming disciples, to prevent Christians from becoming disciples, because disciples end up making an impact on other people. As you heard in the outreach minute, they're making an impact on other people, going door to door. They are disciples that are going out as was said, fellowshipping with each other, having fun, but nevertheless they're disciples. They're sacrificing their time, and they're going to share Christ. So in order to combat this organized army against us, in order to combat it, Paul says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. You need the armor of God because there is an organized army of demons who are very intelligent and who are very organized and have the prime directive to blind the unsaved and to blind the saved from discipleship, to keep them complacent, to keep them lazy, to keep them just doing their own thing and not serving God. That's their goal. And so we need the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand, so that you may be able to withstand. So Paul warns the Ephesians that the devil and the millions of demons operating out of the atmosphere are very organized and deceptive. They are very bitter. Remember, they've been expelled from heaven. They are very bitter, but they are focused upon neutralizing the church. Neutralizing the church. They can't destroy the church. The gates of hell can't prevail against it. But they can't. They want to neutralize believers who are in the church. Neutralize them. Make them of little effect against his kingdom. So they are very bitter. They are very focused, though. The demons plan to steal. In John 10:10, of course, it says the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Jesus said. They want to first steal your joy as a Christian. They don't want you to be a happy Christian. They want you to be a discouraged one, a depressed one, one that needs to take Valiums to get by all of the problems in their life, one that's overstressed by life circumstances, one that's just buried in worry and fears and pulling their hair out about things. They want you to be all involved in what's going on in the earth. They don't want you to be joyful. Because if they rob your joy, then they can kill your zeal. You know what zeal is? Enthusiasm for the things of God. Your zeal. And Nehemiah 8:10, first of all, the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Nehemiah 8:10. So first he's going to steal my joy. Now the strength of my Christianity is gone. Then he's going to kill my zeal. Now in Titus 2:14, it says Jesus gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed. And I like the King James. It says iniquity. And we've defined iniquity here as wrong thinking, mental attitude sin, wrong thinking. And so he wants to redeem us from lawless deeds, and we'll say wrong thinking, and purify for himself a special people, zealous of good works, and the good works are the good works that he lays out for them, those that are in his plan. But zealous, the zeal, the enthusiasm that a believer can have for the things of God. He wants to kill that within a believer's life. He wants to steal their joy, kill their zeal, and finally, he wants to destroy their fruitfulness. Destroy their fruitfulness as a believer. So you go through your whole life and you got no fruit. Your whole life, you got no fruit. There are Christians who die and go to heaven who have never even witnessed to another person. They die and they go to heaven because they're saved, but all their Christian lives, they never even witnessed to another person. Let mind done anything else. They never even shared Christ with another person. And in John 15:8, by this my Father is glorified, he said, that you bear much fruit. Bearing fruit and being a fruitful believer is the means by which we glorify the Father. And in order to do that, he said in verse 15:8 of John, you need to become my disciples. You need to get into discipleship in order to bear fruit. Therefore, in order to stand, we must be equipped with the whole armor of God, he says, which God has provided for us. Now, you know the armor. Basically, the armor is the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, you have your loins girt about with truth, have on the shoes of the gospel, have a shield of faith, have a sword of the Word of God. That's the armor. All of these things are metaphors for divine truth, for Bible truth in those areas. For the helmet of salvation, I need to know all the Bible truths that pertain to my salvation. What Christ did for me. How saved am I? Am I just a little bit saved? Am I completely saved? I need to know these truths about salvation. And then righteousness. I need to know that I'm right with God. And I need all the truths that pertain to my being right with God so that I can't be attacked in those areas. So these pertain to divine truths. And the armor of God is very, very important. So the armor is specific Bible truths that pertain to the various areas of my life and assure me and quicken me. They not only assure me, but they quicken me into action. The Word of God, I love that King James word, quicken me. The New King James uses revive. I think the NIV uses life, the word life. But it's a shot. It's a shot of life coming from God that it brings enthusiasm into my life about the things of God. And that is very important. 119 verse 25 of Psalms, quicken me according to thy word. Quicken me. Make me alive. Give me that shot that I need. In 80:18 of Psalms, I love this verse. It says, we will not turn back from you. How do I not become a backslider in my life? How do I not slide back into the world? He says, quicken us. I won't turn back if you quicken me. Other than that, forget it. I'm gone. I don't have the willpower. I don't have the staying power. But if you quicken me, then I'll have the enthusiasm to keep at it, to stay at it. So so then, of course, there are those who do not heed the warning of Paul. There will be those who won't listen to his warnings. He's got warnings all over the New Testament. And there are people that never listen to his warnings. They just read over it, and then they fudge their way through Christianity. That's a Greek word, fudgomai. They just fudge their way through Christianity. And, they don't take to heart what they read. They don't take to heart what they hear. And they don't apply it to their lives. They don't heed the warnings. And that's why he told them in 2 Timothy 2, verse 19, and the verse just before that talks about people who have strayed from the faith. And so he explains that in verse 19. He says, they strayed from the faith in verse 18. In verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His. What a beautiful thought. That the Lord knows those who are His. You go door to door.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Sam Custom Trim Inc., a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodworking, home improvement, and repair service specializing in custom kitchen and bath.